Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Hey, thanks again to Jordan Avery for jumping on the show in the last segment. He was one of our winners for our Father's Day dinner, our third annual 92.9 The Game Father's Day dinner coming up on Friday night. We'll get to meet him and his dad as we hang out with a bunch of listeners and celebrate Father's Day. And then obviously Father's Day coming up on Sunday as well. Grant McCauley going to join us in about 20 minutes. We'll talk some Braves with him. Same old story last night. A decent start. From Grant Holmes, I guess. I mean, not great. He gave up some runs, so, I mean, obviously they weren't expected to win.
Right.
But the offense scored one run, so kind of is what it is. We'll talk to Grant about that in 20 minutes, then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40.
We were just talking between the break, because one day NFL know how the story is with the disaster, what is Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And then Cincinnati's always been like this. We talked, they had a franchise quarterback in his prime retire so he can leave.
Yep.
And now they got this. Oh, we understand the Trey
Henderson
thing.
That's like all
thing.
You need to know about a franchise. The whole
Trey
right
Henderson thing and everything. This dude, this is his second year in a row that he's been through this job. He and for whatever reason, he had put in good faith with this team, and he had another great year, and they crapped on him again.
Yep.
And now this whole thing with your first-round draft pick, trying to put language that no other first-round pick has ever had in their contract, and yet
– they're trying to do it?
Yes.
Yeah, right, right.
And yet – Just sell the damn team.
Yeah.
Just sell the damn
team.
No,
I know. I mean, that's
– I mean, honestly
– there's a list of owners in sports, not just football, but there's a list of them.
Yes.
That, yeah, just for the good of the sports world, sell the team.
But
the Bengals, you get a bunch of money for the Bengals.
Yeah, you would get paid.
You get billions.
And another thing.
Billions of dollars
and,
for the Bengals.
And, Shamar, don't ever compare yourself to with the other guy, with the veteran dude who's had 34 sacks in the last 2 years, and you ain't – had 1 sack. Hell, you didn't have a sack in college. All right. Don't ever.
That was like one of the conversations about Shamar Stewart was there was like some you know, off the field stuff, but then it was also, all right, he also didn't have great numbers as a pass rusher.
Yeah. So, don't keep Trey name out your mouth, boy.
Let Trey handle his situation.
Yes.
And you handle your situation.
Both situations are jacked up.
Yeah, just because you're both time, Bengal pass rushers.
Yeah,
Trey Hendrickson's had 17 and a half sacks each of the last 2 years in the National Football League.
You ain't having 17 tackles in your 4 years at A&M.
In college.
Okay, so just
Don't put yourself
in that box, young man.
That's a funny thing to do.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
dude.
Both of us.
Yeah, we in this together.
Me and Trey both want our money.
Whatever, man. Don't do that to yourself, young fella.
Do you ever have a friend include you in some nonsense that they were involved in?
Hell,
and you're like,
hang on a second. Like,
I got your back, but.
But the thing about it is, if I'm going to do this, if or whatever, you're going to use me in something, you got to let me know. Because there's nothing worse than being surprised about something that you included me in that I don't know about. And I got to be like, Oh yeah. You know what I mean? Don't. If you're going to include me, and that goes for, you know, what Kevin Hart said in that stand-up, he said, if you're my best friend, that means, yeah, you're going to always be caught up in my line. You know why? Because we're best friends. But that's not always the case.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what I'm going to do to my best friends is my promise to you is I'm never going to make you lie for me.
I'm not going to say that either.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that either. Because that's what we do. You're supposed to cover it for each other's ass and all that other stuff.
I guess.
But listen, but the thing like, about it is,
if you're my best friend and you love my wife,
if you're going to lie, and you're going to use me in a lie, even if you tell the lie before you tell me, you still got to tell me what happened.
Yeah.
Hey, dog, listen here, man. I just told her that I was with you. All right, so if she say anything, okay, that's cool.
Please,
but don't
tell
them. Don't be like, because a lot of times as men, we'll catch up on it. Because I've had to call. Hey, was he with you? Yeah. What y'all do? Oh man, you know we hit the spot, and you keep it as simple as possible. But once you start stuttering, your boyfriend to get put out. Go help him move.
I'll offer.
Yeah, go help him move.
I will help you.
Go help him move.
I will help you move. I will be the Tyrone and call Tyrone. Yeah. Call me.
Yeah.
I'll come help you move.
Right.
But if she calls and asks, I wrong number. Sorry.
So you would hang up?
Yeah. Phone's off.
Would you? Or okay. If she did say something.
God, it depends on who and it depends on the situation. I don't know, man. I don't even want to say on the radio. I don't know.
Would you say no?
Was
he with you? Was Jackson with you? No,
I would lie. I would tell the truth on him because
really?
He deserves it.
Right?
Yeah. No, he was not. He was cheating on you. You should dump him.
Right.
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
And then I'd text him. I'm on my way over.
Yeah. No,
I'm gonna help you move.
Don't be putting me in your.
You're
stuff.
You're in the trouble you deserve to be in.
Don't put
you
me.
You are a grown up.
Don't put me in my stuff. I told you before. You put me up on that light. I'm telling.
Yeah. Exactly.
Especially if I ain't do nothing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm not messing up my happy home for your mistake.
It's always us. Because your woman be like.
Especially if your wife is friends with their wife.
Exactly.
Nope. Sorry.
And got that
wrong
got,
number.
This goes back to why I tell everybody, I will never, ever again, and he listens all the time, so he knows what I'm talking about his ass, ever hook one of my boys up with my wife's friend.
Absolutely.
Because I didn't do nothing.
Right. But you,
damn
exactly.
it, I got held accountable.
Yeah. Like, you're dealing with some attitude for something you didn't even
do. I didn't
do
nothing.
Yeah.
I ain't even hook him up.
That's the only thing worse than that is when your wife has a dream that you did something bad.
I mean, I get hit once a week. In my sleep.
And she'll be like, I'm actually mad at you.
Yeah.
And it's like, why didn't it do anything?
Yes.
Like, that was your subconscious.
Because they're the woman. But why do they get that?
I don't know.
Why do they get to blame us for something that we didn't do in their sleep?
Here's the other thing that I don't understand. Why don't we ever have dreams where they
exactly.
do something bad?
Exactly.
Why are they dreaming that we're doing
yes.
something? I'd have never had a dream
never
in my life.
You.
As much as my wife loves Jeff Francoeur, I've never laid my head down on the pillow and dreamt a dream about that.
No,
okay?
ever. So why are you hitting me on my damn arm? I'm over here sleeping.
Leave
so obviously,
alone.
You know my ass ain't where you think I'm at.
Yeah, I'm not there.
I'm not there. I'm laying here right beside you.
Right here.
Right here, baby.
Right here for you like I promised I would be. All right, let's get to the big story.
Mad because of a dream.
Big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Bingo!
We're NBA playoffs.
Well, I think right now it's about, you know, the situation I'm in and being the best I can. And hopefully, you know, in February, we as an organization are holding up the Lombardi Trophy. And how we do that, you know, it's just more important as a team. We do that some way, somehow. So that's where the focus has to be, that we as an organization win a championship and each one of us individually has to... you know, do our part in that to get there.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that'd be great.
All
speaking
right.
of trophies, the NBA Finals are tonight.
Thank you. I looked back at the damn rundown. I was like, hold on.
Yeah, look, I don't know.
I thought we said we ain't talking to Kurt after 12:30 no more.
Yeah, we're good on Kurt Cousins
now.
But he was talking about championship trophies, and one team will be one win closer to a championship tonight when the Indiana Pacers host the Oklahoma City Thunder for Game 3. This one is... I mean, it's NBA Finals, so they're all really big.
Yep.
But if Oklahoma City goes into Indianapolis and does to them what they did in Game 2...
It's going
to
be a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Yeah, it's a wrap. And the thing with it is, you're at home, and, I mean, they have a great, great home field there.
They do.
A home court.
They've been very good
home
at home.
Home court, very good. And we talk about role players play better and all those different things at home and everything like that. It's about their guy getting involved. And I said, what happened now? 18 points, 13 assists. If Halliburton gets it, they win the game. but meaning they've got to, this guy's got to initiate more. And again, they got guys, they got bodies. Lu Dort is a hell of a defender. He's a big physical guy. Pascal Siakam cannot let Alex Caruso guard him. Let him guard him. He's too big.
Yep.
He's so much more physical. Like, those are matchups that they got to win tonight.
Yep.
But Shea's going to get his. Now, it's all about how efficient Shea can be getting. Because in game two, he really started off trying to get his teammates involved. Because I know I can get mine. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up these guys, set up Chet, set up Jade. And then after that, I'll work my way in. And once I'm in, I'm all the way in. Ain't no coming. Ain't no backing out. I was about to say something crazy.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
I
understand what I'm saying.
Normally, like you said, is the, you know, the home court leads to the others playing better. It's not about the others. The others were pretty fine in game two. Like, you got 14 off the bench from Benedict Mathurin. You had TJ McConnell with 11. Like, your role guys were doing okay. It's about Tyrese Halliburton being completely ineffective. And look, Pascal Siakam can't go 3-for-11.
Yes.
Pascal Siakam is the number one mismatch that the Indiana Pacers have.
Yes.
I don't know that they have any other mismatches.
I don't think
honestly.
They do.
They can probably control the boards when Oklahoma City goes small, but Oklahoma City can also force them into a million turnovers and score when they go small. So it doesn't really matter if they're doing what they're supposed to do. They have to use Siakam as an advantage in the half court and out and running too. And they just have to find a way to get stops so they can run.
Yep.
The Pacers they're literally 0-5 in this playoff run when they score less than 110.
They're not even letting them run out of made baskets.
They're 13-0, 12-0, 13-0 in games where they score 110 or more. So that's what it is. Like, they've got to score points and they've got to run. And Oklahoma City's the hardest team to do that against. So that's why they're having a hard time doing it.
Yeah.
So that's what they have to do. We know what they have to do. I don't think that they can.
No.
They might be able to do it one more time, but I don't think that they can.
They got
to
get this one. They got to get this. Well, I mean, they got all of them. I just think, and I could have been wrong, because there's no way you would have told me that OKC would have let them come back. But it felt like
it'll never happen again.
It felt like it in game one, though.
Yeah, it did.
You know what I mean?
Did.
It just felt like.
It was always like they're not putting them away.
Yes.
They're not quite putting them away.
I didn't have that feeling in game
two. I don't think it'll happen
now,
again. If they beat them, it'll be because they find a way like Minnesota did in that game. Was it game three of that series?
Yeah, when Ant-Man
just
went crazy.
Came out so aggressive. They're going to have to be so aggressive in order to try to get them on their heels. I just don't know that they have that because they don't have an Ant-Man.
No.
Halliburton's very good, but he's not as good
as Ant-Man. He's not that guy.
So if you're a fan of a team that's going to lose a series in five, winning game one's the best way to do it, right?
Yes.
Because then you kind of get some hope, which is fun. And then it's 1-1, and then it's 2-1, and teams have come back down 3-1. Like, you're never in a position where you give up hope until it's over.
I don't think so.
I think so.
Yeah.
Like, the worst, because it happens sometimes where teams go up 3-0 and then lose game four. Who cares? And then they win game five at home. I think winning game, like, I'm feeling like this is, like, the best-case scenario for the Pacers.
I do. Because I think if they get this one, they're going to lose in five.
Yeah, I think they're going to lose.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to lose both these games, and then OKC's going to close it out.
Yeah.
And out there for the.
I hope they can beat them tonight or in game four just to kind of make it interesting. But
I know.
They're just not as good.
They're not.
They're not even close. So, yeah.
No.
Probably not going to win tonight.
Not going to happen.
But at least they got one. They got one NBA Finals win, and it was a fun one. It was a buzzer beater. All right. Graham McCauley is going to join us. The Braves also got one yesterday. One run. Well done. The one game winning streak is over. Back to scoring one run. We'll talk to Grant after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
20 minutes away from an AMA to wrap things up here. Hump day, 404-726-0929 is the phone number. All you got to do is call it. We'll put you on hold. We'll say your name and your location, and then you'll ask us anything, and we'll answer it to the best of our ability. We'll get to Grant McCauley in just 1 minute as well, but I do want to remind you that U.S. Open Week is here, and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of major championship coverage in Atlanta. Stay tuned all week long for live leaderboard updates from Oakmont in Pennsylvania, brought to you by the Georgia Hemp Company. Check our new locations by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views, by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta, open to everyone, and by Humberto Injury Law. When it's game time and winning is the only option, that's U.S. Open coverage all week long on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That's how good our coverage is.
Yeah, man.
We got like 15 sponsors because we're killing it in our golf coverage.
Yeah, man. And can't wait for tomorrow.
What's that?
Don't start tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, the tournament I just talked about.
It's not tomorrow. That's why, and that's why I said, that's why you said it would take a
minute. What an idiot. What an absolute idiot. I'm excited for that, too.
Damn it.
Let's get Grant McCauley in here. My bad. I, too, am looking forward to the golf tournament tomorrow. Grant, how are you?
Doing well, guys.
Hey, any good wrestling things or anything you want to get into? Or, you know, I know that WWE is doing a little bit more with Netflix or something, because, you know, we don't got to talk about the Braves.
Yeah, right? Bo said our truth is back. Yeah. They returned.
I mean, you're only 6 months behind on the Netflix thing, but I'll waive that.
I'm telling you.
If we want to get into that, we can. Yeah. I mean, the Our Truth angle on Monday was a lot of fun, even if it was something that they were forced into doing. But, we can chop up wrestling on Wednesdays at 1:20 if you guys would rather do that. So, yeah, I'm here for it.
Yeah, Grant's our Braves insider, hosted from the Diamond every single weekend. You know Grant. You hear him all the time. Let me just start here because this is something that they continue to say. And I want to believe it, but I don't know that I do, that they're a good team with a bad record. Like, if you were a defense attorney and you had to make that argument, where would you start?
Well, I think you start with a run differential. I mean, the Braves are a team that is not giving up a ton of runs. They're not scoring a ton of runs either, though. And that's where I think that the majority of that claim is going to be staked, because if you look at run differential for most clubs, and I think I looked on Sunday, I'd have to go back through it again, through the detailed standings and kind of see it, but I think there was only one other team in the National League that has a positive run differential and a losing record, and it was the Cincinnati Reds. And that may still be true. It might have changed. Obviously, there's been, what, 3-4 days worth of action that's happened since I last looked at these stats, but it just kind of tells you it's uncommon to see a club with a winning record, or excuse me, with a positive run differential and a losing record. Happens a handful of times a year, but it's the exception and not the rule. So that's where I would start with it. And I think you can say, and look at it from the eye test or any other metric, the pitching has been adequate. Has it had struggles? Does it have some things to iron out? Certainly. But the offense has really been the Achilles heel of this club more times than not. And I've said this to the point where I don't know if I want to keep bringing it out there, but I'm going to do it one more time because I like you guys. If the Braves had scored about 15 or 20 more runs in the aggregate this season in the right games, you know, they could be sitting 8 or 9 games over 500 rather than being 8 or 9 under. And that might sound like a throwaway statement, like, well, yeah, of course, if they scored more, they'd win more. Yes, but my point is they've lost so many one-run games that there are literally 29 instances, well, let's call it 19, that they've lost, where a run or two would have made the difference in having the opportunity to be a quote-unquote better team than what they are and what their record is right now.
It's crazy, Greg, because we were talking about that Monday. We were like, it's just a little bit, like, just
a little bit.
Just, I mean, it's so crazy because it's such that small little bits that you're absolutely correct. This team could be completely in the opposite direction. That's the most frustrating thing about it. And there's so many, and it's not, I mean, and it's an obvious thing you said, the offense, and it's certain people who you're sitting up there watching. I know Ozzie's been on base all these different times and everything, G-Mac, but still, it still ain't where it needs to be or where we expect him to be. And we've already talked about how Michael is struggling so much at the plate.
Yeah.
But right now, I mean, is it just one of those things where we just got to ride out this storm? I mean, because you see the potential of what happened the day before yesterday, and then also you go back to what the norm has been this year.
Yeah, well, you don't have any other choice, right? Ultimately, I mean, however we want to couch it or whatever angle you want to come at with. And look, they feel the same things. I talked to some of these guys, including Austin Riley, this past homestand, and I asked him, you know, do you feel like you guys are being pitched different? And if so, like, where's the adjustment? What are you seeing right now? Because you know they're spending the time doing the work in the hitters' meetings, in the cage, on the field, early BP. Like, all of that is there. This is not a club that, I've said this before and I'll say it again, is just showing up about 30 minutes before the game, throwing the uniform on, and now not understanding why they're not good anymore. This is a team that continues to work extremely hard, but they have not been able to tackle specifically the adjustments they need to make, I think, in an overall sense, a 30,000-foot view. And it specifically comes home to bite them when they do get something going and you just don't have enough hitters who I think are having that overall confidence at the plate to get the job done when it counts most. And Austin said, look, we're getting attacked early with fastballs. Best adjustment we can make is maybe be more aggressive early in counts. Now the league will see that and say, okay, now they're really aggressive and we'll flip that back the other way. So it's not as simple as changing a setting on a video game and all of a sudden they're back to normal. Unfortunately, it is just going to be a grind. I think that is the best word for it. They continue to work their way through it, but ultimately it's an individual thing. It's a collective thing, but it's what the Braves offense has been dealing with for going on 14 calendar months now. If you date it back to May the 1st of last year, the Braves are 21st in Major League Baseball in runs scored, and that's coming on the heels of a historic offense that led Major League Baseball in runs scored in 2023. It just doesn't feel like this should be the level of regression that we're talking about.
Let me ask you about one of the stories from over the weekend that is new because it happened and now it seems that it's over. And there's kind of two parts to it. There's the baseball side of it and then there's the reaction to it. And I understand the reaction given that Kimbrel is a franchise legend. Mm-hmm. What did you make of the, like, kind of the baseball part of it, the way that they used Kimbrel and then moved on. And then also, of course, the reaction to it as well.
Avoidable would probably be the way that I would put it. I don't understand why you don't just call up the other guys that you're going to call up. I think they were waiting on, was it Jose Ruiz who pitched last night right. for the first time in a Braves uniform to get him there. I just feel use another bridge piece.
Right.
My goodness. I mean, bring up Dylan Dodd and don't pitch him if he's pitched too many times in a row. Like, well, Dylan Dodd had to come off when somebody went on the injured list, so they had to move Daisbell Hernandez to the IL because Dodd had been up and optioned, and I don't know. They ended up in a whole bunch of weird positions, but to get back to the point, the actual question here, with Craig Kimbrel, I just feel like you knew what he was, and more importantly, what he is not by what he was doing in the minor leagues. Nothing about what we saw on Friday should have been a surprise. Oh, 91, 92, yes. That's what he was throwing in the minors. If his breaking ball didn't grade out highly, and I promise you that they're looking at this stuff, why are we going through this exercise? Because it's just avoidable, and it's not the end of the world. I mean, it is a business at the end of the day. You called him up, you gave him a shot, it didn't look good, you just wanted to double confirm it. I guess we can hang our hat on that, but I just feel like it's one of those things that why even ring that bell? Why go through this exercise if you didn't have to? And that's kind of where I fell on the Kimbrel thing. It's not the worst. It's not the biggest disrespect in the history of baseball or anything like that. it's just one of those situations that didn't look great, and you just didn't have to go through it to begin with, in my opinion.
Because they don't, and I'm talking about the Braves, don't they have not been in a lot of save opportunities lately. Going forward, I don't want to say going forward, but in the near future, who do you see being the closer? Obviously, Rafi came in 2 games ago. It was lights out, Grant. But, I mean, as we go forward, and they obviously, hopefully, they get into these save situations, do you think they go back to him, or do you think they try to somebody else?
I think he's still in the mix. I think that when you see an appearance like we saw in the first game against Milwaukee, that it starts to make you feel like, okay, the adjustments are coming, because you knew he had to scrap the slider. That just wasn't working anymore. There's no point in even trying it and forcing that issue any longer, because that was where the home runs were coming from. But it also takes an adjustment to one's arsenal to, all right, well, that's no longer available to me. Now how do I want to sequence my changeup, and when do I want to throw my sinker? When do I just throw a straight-up four-seamer and, you know, dot the I on the outside of the outside corner? So I feel like it takes an adjustment period, but I also felt like we had reached critical mass with the closer thing, where you just wanted to give him a little bit of a breather, little mental reset, maybe toss him in the seventh or the eighth inning a couple of times. If there's a save opportunity of 3 runs, maybe that's where you start to introduce him to it. But as you mentioned, we haven't had a whole lot of save opportunities of 3 runs, but I feel like they had to do this at this point, whether it's Pierce Johnson, who I know pitched in some tough luck in one case with a wild pitch loss against the Giants, then gave up a walk-off homer. Pierce has probably been the Braves' best reliever this year in my eyes. You can continue to go to him, Dylan Lee, and then obviously mix in Rysell. It's, you know, just compounds matters to lose Deisbel Hernandez. Even though he had struggled, he was still a live arm and an important piece for your bullpen, no matter where he's used. The Braves are just in a weird position depth-wise and quality-wise. I'll be intrigued to see what they do with Dylan Dodd, because they've been missing that other lefty outside of Aaron Bummer because they don't have A.J. Minter. I'm not saying that Dodd's going to turn into Minter overnight, but he has done some really, really good work in relief in AAA, and maybe that's finally where he finds the role to have some success at the big league level and make a contribution to a bullpen that needs anybody and everybody to step up right now.
Well, I thought Ruiz was interesting last night, too. Like, obviously, he struggled with control and did walk in a runner, but he inherited the bases loaded with no outs and only gave up one run. Clearly, he has a live arm, but maybe struggles with control a little bit. How much of a factor? Like, what do you think his role is going to be in the bullpen?
I still think we're probably talking about that seventh or eighth guy. Obviously, he's onto the roster because somebody else cut him loose. I mean, he's in the vein of the Scott Blewitts and other guys that we've just seen come on and off the roster. Dylan Dodd certainly qualifies as that kind of deal, too. But it doesn't mean just because they were the last one in that they'll always be the first one out. They may be the last man standing by the time this thing's all done. I don't know. But they're just trying to move whatever pieces they can right now because, as we all know, we're 6-7 weeks away from the trade deadline. Clubs haven't packed it in. Right. You're certainly not going to call the Rockies and overpay for some of their pieces in the bullpen. They don't have much to speak of. But I don't know. You identify talent where you can. It's just not the time to trade yet. And unfortunately, that's where the Braves find themselves, or ride it out for at least another month.
Grant, we appreciate it.
Appreciate
Thank
it, Mike.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Grant McCauley there, 92.9 The Game, Braves insider, host of From the Diamond. That's the first time he said that run differential thing to us.
Yeah.
Maybe he had said it to others, but he hadn't said it to us before. Do you have to wonder, like, with the Kimbrel thing, like, it had just been going on for a long time in the minors. They knew what it was. Mm-hmm. You have to wonder if they called him up and just kind of hoped you would get rocked, and then it was like, all right, now we can put this thing to bed.
I've always thought that.
It would have been a lot easier if he gave up six runs.
Because once I kept asking, why did it happen, and you start seeing other people doing this, he did. And I'm just thinking, they wanted to go ahead and just like, okay, y'all see what we see.
You see it. Because unfortunately, he came up and didn't give up any runs.
Because people were calling.
Yeah.
Why isn't Kimbrel? Right, why isn't he here? You want to know why he ain't here? Was that my Shannon Sharpe?
Exactly.
That Shannon Sharpe lean back?
Right. But it would have been a lot easier to do the lean back and point if he gave up like 3 home runs, you know, and it looked bad.
Right.
If you weren't watching the game, you look at the box score.
Exactly.
He just gave up no runs and got out through an inning. Anyway, thanks to Grant. Great stuff as always. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. One more mention. Make sure to check out today's Off The Cuff podcast. It'll be posted in about 20 minutes. It's the second of a two-part series. Who knows? Maybe it'll be more parts than that. About Abe's first date last night. Abe gives us a little recap on how it went.
Yes.
We find out, is there a second date? And if so, maybe it'll be a podcast installment.
If there is a second date, no more pictures.
Yeah, he did send us. Yeah. He sent us a mirror
selfie.
Don't
ever send us an outfit picture, Abe.
I thought he looked good.
Send us, well, if you're going to send a picture in our group chat, make sure you put Chipper in there in her raincoat, or it's the babies. No, none of us do that. None of us send ussies or selfies. Have we ever? I've never sent y'all a picture of just me.
All I'm saying is there seemed to be a lot of pre-date concern about what I would wear.
What you're going to wear, yeah.
I was sending it for like mild approval.
I didn't need it.
I did approve, though. I did approve of the outfit. The outfit was appropriate.
After I said that part. Then I was like, go get a killer.
Yeah, it looked good.
Go get him, killer.
He looked good. I like the sleeve roll up is a real like casual but classy kind of look. Looked like you were trying to look nice but also not formal. It was good. I thought it was really good. So check out the podcast today. You find out how it went last night. You just subscribe to the Andy and Randy podcast everywhere you get your podcasts. First thing you got to do is download the Odyssey app. It's free. It's free and it's available. Ah, dang.
Hurry up.
First thing you got to do is download the Odyssey app.
Oh, no. You can't do that. No.
It's free.
You can't go back.
It's available.
There's no going back.
Download the app, Shawty. You ain't got to wait. Check.
There's no going back. Bo was not paying attention. No.
Download it.
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out how to get that damn thing out of there, out of that machine.
Never.
Still trying to get that out of there.
We keep playing that.
Learn how to use Vox Pro. Then you can just come on here and do it.
Can you learn how to use Vox Pro? I used to be a Vox Pro back in the day. Not anymore. Todd's in McDonough. What's up, Todd?
Hey, guys. Love the show. I listen every day.
I love you, Todd. I love you. Thanks for listening. What's up?
Good. If the UFC format was like it was originally, like the first one, where, you know, you got 12 guys, you fight, you win, fight again that night.
Oh.
You lose your ass. Uh-huh. At the whole station, the hosts, the producers, the call screeners, who would be the champion?
All right, Todd.
So So if we were all in
octagon. It was like a 12-man octagon. You win, you keep going.
Okay.
Who at the station? Who wins?
I'm trying to get out early.
You're trying to lose early?
Yeah, I got time for all that.
I would lose early without trying, probably.
Yeah, I got time
but like now that Jarvis and Hugh don't work here anymore, they're always, we threw them in the mix when we were talking about stuff like
right,
that.
Right, right.
You can win a fight, though, and still be incredibly hurt and then have to fight again in the same night?
True.
That's, wow.
True, but like, I don't, you know.
If people were interested, the answer is either Randy or Mike Johnson.
Yeah, the guys that played in the NFL. Yeah.
It don't matter, man. Because the thing about it is that, like, I don't want to hurt nobody.
Well, you have to. It's a fight.
I know this. And
UFC
and Andy, you don't know. You could submit them. You ain't seen that level or that side.
I don't want to. I don't want to see either.
Because I'm an ass whoopiner.
Sure.
I'm an ass whoopiner.
Yeah, no, like if I got the misfortune of being drawn against you in the first round, that would really suck. Yeah.
You just tap as soon as they ring the bell?
I've been trying to poke that elbow.
And it's like, you know what? It done went down, and it hurts now. It's starting to hurt a little bit more. And
it looks like it hurts.
And it's starting to get caught and stuff.
Yeah, like, you got to go get that bad boy drained out.
I'm all right. I'm almost done with it.
Dom could be a sleeper out there because, you know, they had a fighter on Duke's Abell yesterday, and he was teaching. He put Dom in a couple submissions. So maybe he learned something. He was almost choked out on Duke's Abell.
I mean, when you say he was getting put in the submission. What the hell does that help? How does that help Dom?
It doesn't sound good.
Well, he might have learned the technique.
I don't know any submissions. I saw a clip of Jeff Teague's podcast where I had forgotten about Ben Simmons making Cat tap out.
Oh, yeah.
God, that's funny.
Like that guy, of all people. That guy.
Oh, man.
I forgot Jeff Teague won a championship. Remember he was on Milwaukee.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he was just on with McAfee. He said NBA champion Jeff Teague. I was like, when the hell did Jeff Teague win a championship?
That's great.
That's right. Good he was on the Bucks team.
I think Jeff Teague thinks about it like that, too.
Yes.
Yes.
I was on that team. Will tell you that.
Zach is in Gwinnett. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hello, Zach.
Hey, so did y'all ever have the talk? Like, how old were you? How did it go? And if you haven't given it yet, do you have a plan? And if you have given it yet, how did it go?
Thank you, Zach.
Yeah, I mean.
Never had it.
My
parents never talked to me about that.
Oh.
Like, I think there was sort of like an assumption of like at a certain point, like, you kind of know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. There was never like a sit down, all right, son, let me tell you about the birds and the bees.
Yeah.
That never happened.
No.
Did you have that?
Mom had a little conversation. Yeah, I was like 13, maybe 12 or something like that. It was just, you know, it wasn't the actual talking of what you do. It's just the process of, you know, protecting yourself.
Right,
protecting
like the consequences potentially.
Stuff. Yeah.
Like we had sex education in school.
Yes.
So I think they had to sign a permission slip on that. And then they were both like, we're good. We don't have to do that now.
The thing with me, well, my boys, because, you know, I have two older sons and I have one that's coming of age right now. Just be honest with them.
Yeah.
Just be tell them and everything like that and don't shame them or anything like that. But, yeah, you got to talk to these damn kids because what they see on TV, they think that's what it is. Because that's how I mean, the process of processing, you know, I thought I was thought I was old boy. Thought I was all boy and booty talk. Yeah. I was trying, you know. I thought that's how it went.
You really, We all did. We all did. Whether it was booty talk or whatever yours was. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all thought we were that guy.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Thought it was him.
Didn't last as long as I thought it was going to.
Exactly. didn't know they had takes. and cut scenes.
She was a lot quieter than the others. Yeah, no, I'm nowhere near that. You know, we'll get there someday. The only thing we're teetering on the verge of now is just like Lily really wants another babysitter and shouldn't have a babysitter. She wants a baby sister. And I don't think that's going to happen.
Why?
I don't think that's going to happen.
Why?
Why what?
Why does she want a baby sister so bad? She got a baby brother.
I know, she's
who's
a girl.
Awesome.
Hey, but he's a boy, you know. He's dirty. He's always throwing stuff at her. That's his big thing now is throwing everything and laughing. And it is pretty funny, but also you got to discourage it. Yeah, she wants a cute little baby sister. And then now it's like, well, okay, well, how do we get it? Where do we get babies?
Oh, Lord.
Where'd you get Jack?
There we go. Can we take him back?
And then I told her, we'd be a lot more likely to have a baby sister if you'd go to bed on your own a little more quickly most nights.
So she goes to bed.
And so now she's like, let me put myself to bed so I can get a baby sister.
Yeah, dog, it's amazing.
Like, oh, now
one thing I never
on
did, one thing I would never do with my children is the stork, though.
Yeah.
No. I'm not. We don't mind. Ain't no damn Ain't no damn bird bring you out here, all right? And the hardest thing to explain is how, because you had to be, you know, God put the baby in mommy's stomach. No, daddy put that baby in there.
Right.
Daddy put you up in there.
I know.
I was with help from mommy. All right? But yeah, I'm not gonna, I don't believe in lying to each other.
No.
But half-truths?
Exactly. Yes. There's a fine line between lying and when it's appropriate to tell the truth.
Yeah, half-truth, yeah, right. Lying.
Here's how it happens. Yeah. Sit down.
Did people actually ever use that stork story?
Yes.
Or was that just an urban legend?
Yeah, no. I don't know.
People use it.
Yeah?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
All stories you can make up.
Yes.
Why
you can
that
make
one
up anything.
Yeah, well,
Cabbage patch. Found
rode
in
here on a lion?
Yeah. Maybe a better thing than a stork. No kidding. What a boring bird.
Just horrible.
Let's get a mythological creature or something like that. Some sort of like a, what's that horse with wings? Like a Pythagoras?
Pegasus?
Pegasus. That's what it is. Yeah. Mike's in Atlanta. What's up, Mike?
All right, fellas. The other day when we were talking about that landline, the Randy, you got one. When I hung up, it dawned on me that I really only know like two or three numbers by heart. Mm-hmm. To like, man. But anywho, I put some thought on this question right here. If you could be at the top of your game and change your job, that'd be easy but make a lot of money. So like for me, Babyface Song in the 80s, but he made a hell of a lot of money writing songs.
Yeah.
Mm. So to me, I would go that route. I'm going to hang up and listen.
I don't know that I fully understand it. So like you could be at the top of your game and change jobs from this?
I think at the top of your game in any profession.
Oh, okay. Got it. And it would be easy.
Oh, man.
God, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't understand the question either.
Like, I think it would be, what would you, if you could be the best at any other job, what would you do?
Oh,
like me,
okay.
I would play Major League Baseball.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
That sounds hard, though. You know
so
what I mean?
Yeah, I think he's asking what would be an easy job. So I would like manage
a hedge fund manager.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
that's what I was gonna say.
Hedge fund manager.
Yeah, let me just be in charge of like some sort of sort of investment.
One of those
situation.
Jobs where you work from home and make like six digits. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, hedge fund manager.
I don't.
And then, or a hedge fund like own and then sell it.
Or some kind of tech thing.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Sell it and live on a damn product.
Dominator says web designer.
Yeah, I want to invent the next social media thing after TikTok or whatever the next one's going to be. I'm sure there already is that one, but you know what I mean. Whatever the next one is. And then sell it to like Zuckerberg for like a bill, and then you'll never hear
passive
from me
income.
Yeah,
never no, me. Yeah, it'll be aggressive, passive and aggressive.
Yeah, I'll just be sitting
I'll be
on
golfing.
A, sitting on a plane. No, I'll just be helicoptering back and forth from my yacht in the
something
Black
like
Sea.
Something
with
like
a bunch
that.
Of just.
Why even forth?
I'm just saying,
go
like.
Go there and stay.
Yeah,
I would
like, and have like a clothing optional banner.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. So there we are. That's what we do. Yeah. Mason's in Barnesville. Hey, Mason.
What's up, fellas? Been a minute. Two things. So Randy Mack claims to be this country guy, right? So I want to know, is Randy Mack peanut butter, mayo, banana sandwich country? And what is your favorite fruit and vegetable? I'm going to go with cantaloupe and okra.
All right, Mason.
Okay.
Okra. We had okra the other night.
Yeah.
My stepmom makes that.
I don't got to prove I'm country to none of y'all by eating one of the nastiest damn things I've ever heard in my life.
That does sound pretty
that
gross.
That is disgusting. That
what
ain't
did he say? Mayonnaise,
that
peanut butter,
and country,
bananas?
Mason. All right? That ain't country. That's just nasty.
Never even heard
all right,
of
now,
that
you
sandwich.
Said eat a mayonnaise sandwich. You damn right I had plenty of them, but I ain't eating no damn mayonnaise. I ain't that hungry.
If you were doing it like a... Not to prove to the listeners or anyone,
country.
But if you are surrounded by your buddies who also are country and you're having a I'm more country than you contest, what would be the example you would give?
Man, what don't I do that ain't country?
I don't know.
Everything I do. Everything. I'm not, I mean, I am the, you know, we blessed, but I'm, you can't tell that.
Yeah, you drink Busch Light.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
That's pretty damn tainted, ain't it? Bush Light. That let you know a little couple things about me. All right? I want to give him a country boy. And I don't eat raccoon. I don't eat deer. That ain't mean I ain't country. That mean I got, that I don't eat it. All right? That's all I mean. That mean I ain't country. That mean I don't eat it.
Okay.
And it's okay not to eat it. Now, anything else?
No, I think that was it.
All right.
I think that was it. Didn't like that one.
You ain't country. I mean, what? Who are you, the country meter?
Are people telling you you're not country?
I don't say that's like the third person to call me about that country.
Oh, I didn't.
Like,
okay.
How y'all? Because I don't eat no damn duck meat. I ain't country. No.
A mayonnaise sandwich is just that's
a mayonnaise sandwich be hitting.
Hey man,
no, that's disgusting.
Randy,
what?
Your country.
I ain't worried about. I don't need your country approval.
Yeah. It just sounds like it's bothering you.
No, because I don't understand why somebody can sit there and say, hey, your country approval.
You're country enough for me, Randy.
Yeah. Mason, okay. You eat chitlins? Huh? You don't eat chitlins, your ass ain't country. I eat chitlins.
Okay.
Anytime I can, hey. Yeah.
You're country, man.
Yeah.
You got it. I like apples. That's my favorite fruit.
After all that.
I got one every day.
You got one right there.
Every single day.
After all that, I like
the best apple is a Cosmic Crisp apple. You should get them.
Honeycrisp. I like Honeycrisp.
Honeycrisp used to be the best, and then they came up with Cosmic Crisp, and they're better.
Oh.
They're like twice as expensive, too. Maybe they really are better.
They're worth it. It's delicious.
I like oranges.
Orange is also good.
I'm a big orange guy.
Also good. What about vegetables?
Vegetables.
Pick a country-ass vegetable.
I mean.
Otherwise.
I like lima beans.
That's pretty good. That's pretty yum.
Yeah, lima beans. But only if it has ham hock in it. I don't eat my lima beans with turkey like some of y'all non-country folks.
There you go. That's pretty country right there. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Calling up here trying to out-country Randy,
yeah,
right?
Hey, if you're ever in trouble, if you're in trouble with your lady, call Andy. He will be your Tyrone.
Yeah, I'll help you move.
Yeah.
Because you're getting kicked out. We've been crapping on Kirks all day.
We have.
Randy thought he was old boy in booty talk.
If you're applying for a new job, don't drink Celsius.
Yes.
And the stork, a boring bird.
Yes.
It is. Yes. So many better birds than that.
Yes.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.